Let's go to 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 9. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 9. And in the scripture, you know, you are everything to God. Do you know that? You are everything to Him. Amen. I mean, He loves us more than we can really fathom or even imagine. Sometimes we don't think about it, but everything God does, it's because of us. Amen. Jesus coming, which we're celebrating Christmas, was because of us. Amen. He came to save us from our sins, to be our Savior. Amen. And so you are everything to God. Amen. And 1 John 4, verse 9 says this. It says, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. I mean, the whole preface for Jesus coming was so that we could live. Amen? I don't know about that. That's good news. How many know that? That's good news. Amen? In other words, God created you know, when you really study out Scripture, God's created the whole universe for man. Amen? We're going to partake of that very, very soon. I believe that Jesus, how many believe Jesus is coming? Amen? And we're going to be a partaker of all of God's creation. Amen? Because I believe God created the whole universe for man. And because God loves us, He gets great joy, you know, out of giving. Amen? And, you know, the essence of love is the ability to give. And so, you know, Christmas, this season, it's about us being able to give and about Christ and God giving for us. And so Jesus has given us an opportunity, you know, to be able to live through Him. Amen. And I just want to challenge you tonight, man, make every moment from this day forward, make every moment your life lives for God. We got to live for Him. Amen. Because He gave His life for Him. Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Amen. The gift of God. I mean, God gave. I mean, why? Because He loves us. Amen. God gave us a gift, and that gift is eternal life that's come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now I want to go to Luke, the second chapter, verse 7. Everybody okay tonight? Hallelujah. Woo! Turn to David and go, woo, I'm glad I'm here. Hallelujah. Luke, the second chapter, verse 7. Luke, the second chapter, verse 7. And it says, and she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds, the Bible says, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And verse 9 says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And when you look that up, sore, it means that, man, they were like big time afraid. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say in verse 10, it says, an angel said to the shepherds, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And the Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of angels of the heavenly host. They were praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Everybody say peace. Goodwill towards men. Let's go to Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 6, Isaiah 9, verse 6. I mean, God's brought some good news to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we forget it. Sometimes we get caught up in our world. But listen, we got some good news. Amen. Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says, and for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. It says, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Everybody say Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. How many know our world needs peace right now? Amen. Verse 7 says, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So there's to be an increase of the government, the authority of God in the earth, and there's also to be an increase of his peace in the earth. Upon the throne of David and upon this kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. For the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I want to back up in Isaiah 9, verse 6. And I want to look at the Prince of Peace, because we're going to talk about what the angel said. And what the angel said, I've come to bring you tidings of great joy. And as they begin to declare, they say, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And so we're going to talk about the peace of God in this earth. Amen. And so look in Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, son is given. And at the latter end of verse 6, it says, and he is known as the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. I looked up that word prince because I was just curious. It's a Hebrew word saw. And what the Hebrew word saw means, it's describing, in other words, one who is the head, but it's also describing one who governs. And it's speaking of the one who is the keeper of a thing. The keeper of a thing. Okay? And so it says that he is what? The Prince of Peace. In other words, the governor, in other words, the head, but he is the keeper of a thing. In fact, the word sar in the Hebrew, it means that he is the steward of peace. The steward of peace. In other words, that Jesus, he's the manager of peace. Hallelujah. I don't know what that does for you, but that excites me. Hallelujah. So listen, we live in a world in which the devil wants you to think that the peace of God is unattainable. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go on in our lives. Amen. And sometimes the enemy will make you think that having peace. How many have had stuff go on in your life since you've been a Christian? I mean, I think all of us can raise our hands. And sometimes it seems as if that peace is unattainable, at least the enemy tells you that, amen. But we need to understand that when Jesus was born, amen, one of the things that the angels declared that there was now peace on earth. There was now peace on earth. Why? Because there is now one who is the governor, one who is the keeper, in other words, one who is the master, one who is the steward of peace has come. Amen. Come on, someone just give a shout right now. You know, I was thinking about this. God's peace. You know, in my life, I've been through some things, different times in my life since I've been a Christian. You know, just like you guys, all of us go through things. But, you know, I look back and I said, you know what? There's been times when, you know, I've gone through stuff, but there was something that was deep, something that was intense that was in me. And then I began to realize what that was. It was the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. In other words, the governor, the keeper of peace. In other words, the one who was the steward. In other words, who managed peace and gave me what I needed in my life to be able to overcome and see victory in areas of my life. Amen. And listen, in this generation, you and I, we need to understand peace is probably one of the most important and most precious possessions that we have available to us. Amen. And we need to learn how to avail ourselves to the peace of God. Now, I want to go to Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 17. And then we're going to look at a couple of things tonight. And I promise you, I'm not going to keep you very long. Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 17. It says, for the kingdom of God, in other words, the dominion, the rule of God, the territory that's subject to. How many know this world is subject to our God? Come on. This world is subject to our God. You know, I read in the Bible, and the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof belongs to him. Everything in this earth, guy, belongs to the Lord. Amen. You belong to the Lord. I belong to the Lord. This wood, this pulpit belongs to the Lord. This stage belongs to the Lord. This ground belongs to the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. Amen. And so here in Romans 14, 17, it says, for the kingdom of God, the rule of God, the dominion, the territory that's subject to him, okay? It's not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace. That word peace there is describing security and safety and prosperity. It says, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we have to have an understanding of the character of the Prince of Peace. Amen. It's important that we have an understanding of the character and nature of the Prince of Peace. You know, when you look in the Old Testament, it refers to him as Jehovah Shalom. Okay. And, you know, when you look up the word Jehovah, it speaks of that, the word Jehovah, it describes the self-existing or the eternal God. It's the idea of he is Jehovah, the God of life. He is the God of life. Amen. And so Psalms 83, verse 18 says this. It says that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Come on, listen to what I'm saying. He is the most high over all the earth. Who? The Jehovah. In other words, the God of life. Amen. And so when we celebrate Christmas and when we celebrate the birth of Christ, we need to understand that what Isaiah said, he said, this child that is to be born, this son that is to be given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. He will be called Wonderful. He'll be called Counselor. He would be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. But he's also called the Prince of Peace. In other words, he is the one. In other words, our God, Jesus, he is the one who is the master, who is the governor, who is the keeper, who is the steward of peace for you and I. Amen. So understand that the name Jehovah not only expresses that God is the God of life, but it also expresses the fact that God is the God that never changes. I don't know about y'all, but that gives me great comfort, that he's the God that never changes. How many of you had people in your life, they were one way one day, and the next day they were another way? Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? And so we need to understand, God's not like that, amen? He's very steady and stable. Or he is a God that doesn't change, but he's also a God of life. And so we need to understand that the God of life, he never changes. And one thing that we need to understand, he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master. He is the governor. He is the keeper. He is the steward of peace. And so when we face things in our life, we need to know that there was one that was born, and that was Jesus. And he was born as the Prince of Peace for you and I. Amen. Why? Because everything that God does is about you. Come on. Everything that God does is about you. Hallelujah. Old Testament refers to him as Jehovah Shalom. I know we've taught on Jehovah Shalom at times, but you know, there was a man named Gideon where God revealed himself as Jehovah Shalom. Remember the story of Gideon. And in Judges, the 6th chapter, 23rd verse, it says, and the Lord said to Gideon, peace be unto you. I just thought it was interesting that he says, peace be unto you, Gideon. And then he tells Gideon, fear not. Thou shalt not die. Woo, hallelujah. He says, fear not, thou shalt not die. The Bible says in verse 24 of Judges 6 that Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord. And he called it Jehovah. Come on, the God of life, the God that never changes. But he says, Jehovah Shalom, God of peace. Now in Hebrew, the word shalom, it means completeness. He is the God of completeness. In Hebrew, it means soundness, the word shalom. He is the God of soundness. In fact, it describes shalom as health. Shalom is defined as and described as prosperity, contentment. In In fact, it's described by definition, peace from war. Shalom. So the birth of Christ says, for unto us a child is born. Son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Peace, the Prince of Peace. In other words, he is the governor, the keeper, the master, the ruler, the steward of peace. In other words, he's the steward of completeness. He is the steward of soundness for your life. That's when Jesus was born. He's the steward of contentment, of health, of prosperity for you. He is the steward of helping you to be free from war. So Jehovah Shalom, let's just give it that definition, is the eternal, never-changing God of life. Jehovah Shalom. Come on. He is the eternal, never-changing God of life, who brings with him completeness, who brings with him soundness, who brings with him contentment, who brings with him health, who brings with him prosperity. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was born, the Prince of Peace was born in the earth. For who? For you and me. Hallelujah. Now, I noticed something and I want to just bring this out. In Luke's gospel, which we just read, the angel said to the shepherds, they said, fear not. Told them, fear not. The Lord said to Gideon, he said, peace be to you. He said, fear not. The same phrase, fear not. And you need to understand something about you and I experiencing the Prince of Peace in our life. Fear. How many know our world right now is filled with fear? It's like the giant that's telling everyone that God's not enough. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God is enough. Come on, I'm telling you tonight, God is enough. For every circumstance, for every situation, for everything that the enemy will try to bring against this generation in this hour, we need to understand that God is enough. Amen? And so the angel told the shepherds, the angels said, the Lord said to Gideon, fear not. And so understand something about fear. Fear has to be challenged. You know, we've taught on this before, but, you know, fear has to be challenged because fear will affect your faith. Fear interrupts the move of the Spirit. God is moving right now on the earth. The giant has risen to try to intimidate the church, to cause fear to come into our hearts. But let me tell you, our God is more than enough. Amen? Why? Because as we celebrate Christmas, we're recognizing and realizing that, you know, it's more than just about presents. It's more than just about, you know, being with one another and singing kumbaya Christmas songs. You know what I'm saying? It's about that there was a child that was given, a son that was born, who has all authority, amen, who actually is the Prince of Peace, amen. And he has come, the eternal, never-changing God of life, to bring completeness and soundness and contentment and health and prosperity into your life. Amen? But fear will try to come. Why? Because it wants to interrupt the move of the Spirit. So we can't give fear an opportunity. Amen? To produce results in our life. I'm not going to let fear produce results in my life. Amen? How many know fear is a spirit? And listen, it operates within this world system. You can see it happening. It tries to operate within this world system. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God's not given to us that spirit. Guys, you're of a different spirit. Amen? You are of a different spirit. The Lord said that about Joshua and Caleb, that they were of a different spirit. Guys, I'm telling you tonight that you are of a different spirit. God's given to you power. He's given you love. He's given you a sound mind. Amen? And so what we have to do is we have to stay connected. We got to stay connected to the Prince of Peace. Amen? John 8:32 says, and you shall know truth. Truth shall set you free. Amen? Listen, God wants you to be, now this may, some people may not believe this, but God wants you to be in full control of every situation that you face in life. You know that? Now, it may seem in the natural that you may not have control, but I'm telling you, God wants you to have control of every situation that you face in your life. That's why we need the Prince of Peace. Because as soon as we allow fear to interrupt what God wants us to do, okay, sometimes we can miss out on an opportunity that God has for us. And so we need to know. I mean, we need to know without a question in our heart. We need to know the Prince of Peace. Amen? We need to know him in our lives. See, Jesus was born to deliver. How many know Jesus was born to be our deliverer? He was born to be our redeemer. Amen? Luke 2, verse 11. Let's just go back to that verse of Scripture. It says, for unto us this day, born in the city of David, a Savior was born. Come on, how many believe that? A Savior was born. I mean, how many really truly believe that? A Savior was born. Amen? The word Savior in the Greek, it's actually defined as deliverer. Our deliverer was born. Hallelujah. Amen? I was the eternal God, the God of life, who comes and brings completeness and soundness and health and prosperity. He has come to do what? To deliver you from everything that tries to rob you of those things. Why? Because you are everything to God. Come on, you got to believe that. You know, the devil tries to make you think that you're not, but I'm telling you, you are. You are everything to God. If you were the only one on the earth, Jesus still would have come for you. Because you are everything for God. Amen? So it says, for unto us this day, born in the city of David, a Savior was born, which is Christ the Lord. And it uses the word Lord there, speaking of the one who is supreme in all authority. You know, I shared one time that the reason why Satan was so upset at the birth of Christ, because it wasn't just a baby that was born. A king was born. A king came into the earth. I mean, that's what the wise men came looking for. They came looking for He who was born King of the Jews. But he was not just King of the Jews. He was King of all the universe. They had a partial revelation, but he was the King of all creation. Come on, do we think that the King of all creation can't take care of us? He can. He can take care of us. Amen? So Jesus, he was born to be our deliverer. Amen. Why? Because he possesses all authority. In other words, he's come to snatch us out of the hold that Satan has had on us. Amen. Psalms 111, verse 9 says this. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. He sent redemption unto his people. See, that's what Jesus came. He came to be redemption for us. In other words, to take us back. How many of y'all, you could say that one time the devil had you? Come on, I'm going to raise my hand twice. But Jesus was born. The Prince of Peace, the God of life. He was born because of you. To take you back, to redeem you from the powers of darkness. Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. In other words, he has come to pluck us out, to release us. He wants you to be free. He wants you to walk with the peace of God. He wants you to walk with the Prince of Peace. Come on, guys, we got to learn how to walk with the Prince of Peace. That over every circumstance in our life, that you and I, we don't lose control and allow fear to come in and disrupt the move of God. But we let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, mount guard over our hearts and minds. We let the Prince of Peace rule and reign in our hearts. Why? So that he can bring forth his plan, his life into our lives. So what are we celebrating? Christmas. We're celebrating one of the most amazing things that has ever happened in the earth. The master, the steward, the ruler of peace came to distribute it to whosoever. John, I'm saying, Lord, help me to believe. Help me to have childlike faith. How many know this world can really mess your faith up? How many know friends can really mess your faith up? How many know church people can really mess your faith up? I'm just kidding. Come on. No, I'm not, but hallelujah. But guys, we need to live by faith. We need to trust in the Prince of Peace that has come. Amen? You know, Numbers says something that's, I believe, is important. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. Come on. God is not a man that he should lie. In other words, it's saying that God doesn't lie. Come on, God doesn't lie. So if he said he'd be your Prince of Peace, he's going to be your Prince of Peace. If he said that he's the God of life, he's the God of life. That's why Jesus said, I have come to give you life, and I've come to give you life in abundance. Why? Because I don't change. I am who I am. So we need to know this truth that God doesn't lie. He's going to be your peace. Amen. Jesus said something in Matthew 22. Verses 31 and 32. It says, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God himself, saying, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. And then Jesus tells them, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Guys, we need to start recognizing anything that leads to death is not of God. Now, I know it's appointed unto man to die, but I'm talking about anything that we've experienced in our life that leads to death. Sickness, poverty, despair, depression. Listen, that's not the plan of God. Amen? That is not the plan of God. God does not have to bring tragedy into our life to bring about his will for you. Amen? In fact, when you study the scripture from one end to the other, the whole theme of the Bible is that God is the God of life. That is the theme in the Bible, that God is the God of life, Larry. Amen? In fact, Jesus said in 10:10, John 10:10, it says, the thief, he has come. To do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when I see stealing and killing and destroying in my life, my family's life, in your lives, in our city, in our nation, when I see stealing, killing, and destroy, I know that is not from God. Why? Because God is the God of life. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and that they might have it in more abundance. So God's purpose was revealed in the life of Jesus. Jesus was born that you and I might have life and have it in abundance. In other words, he demonstrated life every day in his ministry. How many know Jesus demonstrated life every day in his ministry? How many know Jesus didn't kill anybody? Jesus, where there was sickness, he commanded it to go. Where there was death, he commanded it to rise. Come on. He demonstrated abundant life every day in his earthly ministry. And what it says in Matthew 4, it says, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And what did the people do? They brought people that were sick, that were taken with all different types of diseases and torments, those that were possessed with devils, those that were lunatic, those that had palsy. And what he did, he healed them all. He didn't heal some of them. He healed them all. Why? Because God is the God of life. Guys, we got to recognize he's the God of life. Amen? So when we celebrate Christmas, well, we're celebrating something amazing. Life came to earth. Deliverance came to earth. The Prince of Peace came to rule, to be the master, to be the one who's the steward over everything good from God. And he wants to release it to us. We just have to make sure that we don't let fear interrupt the move of the Spirit. You know what's so good about God? He's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's no respecter of persons. How many want everybody to know your past? Huh? How many know all of us have things in our past that we don't want anybody to know about? Come on, isn't that true? Come on. We've all done things. We've all been there. But you know what about God? You know something about God? David, he's no respecter of persons. He doesn't say, I can't help you because that's in your past. You did that in your past. He's not like that. Amen? In fact, it says it in Acts 10:34. Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive a truth that God is no respecter of persons. You know, the only thing that limits God in our life is when we don't believe what his word says. That is the only thing that limits God in our lives. And so you know what I do? I try to digest his word daily in my life. Why? Because I want his word to live inside of me. Because I want to believe it. I want to believe that when I lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. I want to believe that the dead shall be raised. I want to believe that God is a God of miracles. I want to believe that there is nothing impossible for him. Amen? And so what I have to do, I have to, because you know, the enemy will try to come and tell you all the reasons why God won't do it for you. Because he tries to bring up your past. He tries to bring up your shortcomings, your failures. But you need to understand that God is no respecter of persons. The only thing that limits God from being able to work in our lives is when we just don't believe. Amen? So the birth of Jesus has made it possible for you and I to have peace on earth. God of life that never changes. Why? Because the Prince of Peace has come. Amen? Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest. Come on, glory to God in the highest. Man, he deserves our highest praise. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace has come. When Jesus was born, the Prince of Peace stepped into the earth. Now there is goodwill towards men. Good news towards men. So don't let the devil rob you of walking with the Prince of Peace. And when we celebrate Christmas this season, man, let's rejoice. Amen? Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 37, verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalms 85, verse 8. I will hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace to his people. Psalm 119, 164. Great peace have they which love thy law. Isaiah 26, 3. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because you've made the decision to trust in the Lord. Jeremiah 33, 6. Behold, I will bring health and a cure, and I will cure them and reveal to them the abundance of my peace and truth. Haggai 2, 9. The glory of the latter house should be greater than the former, says the Lord. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for your people in this place tonight. In Jesus, I give you honor and I give you glory. And Lord, I pray now that, God, that by the power of your Spirit, God, that you will reveal to us who you are. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. And I pray, God, that the peace of God will begin to rule and reign in our hearts. God, we give praise to you. God, we give glory to you tonight. Lord, we give honor to you, Lord. Shila brokobate eshkede. Marle brokobrebete e kalarinate. You are worthy, living God. You are worthy, living God. Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let us encounter you in a way we've never known before. Lord, let us encounter your presence in a way that we've never experienced before. Lord, we give you the praise tonight for the wonderful things that you are doing. So, Father, for your people tonight, I pray, Father, that you will cause them to know you as the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.